Blog Talk Radio.
Move out on the double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause the way goes trouble down the drain.
One, two, three, four, seven, 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 one, two,
brand new banger.
My everything. I wake up in the morning,
yours.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours. The world is yours. The world is yours.
My flow, but they yo, I don't trust the soul. I know we need to. These evil streets to meet you halfway.
way you need you. Alive trying to survive and leave you. I leave you lost, mount you on the cross, whip you like a horse, sacrifice your life.
Brand new banger. You're jamming with the King and Wilson. Hot new mix. New banger. You're jamming with the King and Wilson on a hot new mix.
So I walk through the valley. And you stop mixing
it. Shall not fear no man but God. So I walk through the valley of death.
Back in elementary.
Happen. Imagine no rapping. Imagine niggas trapped. imagine no rapping. Imagine you strapped, imagine it having action. Imagine how these could be acting if you never got the crack. Imagine life so hard, yeah. Can't imagine it's like living in the city of God, you feel me? Imagine life on the yard, I'm trying to get that dollar on some, yeah, it's just
brand new banger, yeah.
The hip hop list. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
Like him.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get him.
Are you fire, yay? When it's time, baby, Shaman DJ Hero on your Friday afternoon, kicking off the weekend, Labor Day style. I got my people with me, Sweet Pea and Mr. Everywhere holding down. Yeah, we going to have a lavish night tonight. You heard me? What's going on, my people? Man, waiting on this barbecue and watermelon.
Barbecue? Oh, Labor Day.
I you know, I can't say nothing about labor because I ain't gonna do no work.
No, I was thinking about it. What you talking about, barbecue and watermelon? Because I'm like, you know, we niggas, we've been having watermelon all summer long. Okay, you gotta stay hydrated. I don't care who don't like watermelon. I like me some watermelon, okay?
Yeah, it don't matter if the season or not. I'm gonna eat some. Now, I ain't got into the eating the wine.
Don't bring me none. Yeah, don't bring me none of what I need. Man. Don't bring me that shit.
Yeah. I'm like them old folks. Give me them seeds and an old tin can on the side.
Yeah. Them people, they don't want you to plant your own food. They don't want you to regrow it. That's why they making it without the seeds in. You got to buy it.
Yeah, buddy. I tell you something else. Big dog.
I really ain't got nothing going this Labor Day. I really forgot. I forgot all about it, though.
Motherfucker. Yeah, I forgot about it, too, for a minute. So much been going on.
Easton Hurley made it.
To go down at nighttime.
Got to go to work. Empty backfield for Terrence Brown and the shotgun.
What happened?
Looking for all of it. Throwing it downfield.
So y'all go ahead. I'm watching football game. And just listen to y'all about watermelon.
Who you watching?
My son's old school, Mercy's other school, one of my friends, son's playing against my son's old school, girl that I used to date back in high school down here. She live in Jonesboro, Arkansas, so her son is playing against my son's school. I wanted them to play last year, but they didn't get to play them.
Good luck to your son, too, because I see he's been working out, getting all pumped up.
Yeah.
That must be real hard for parents to see when the kids start looking like grown-ups for real, or like almost what they're going to look like at the end.
Well, that's... You know, I tell them one day, like I try to keep on telling my daughter, one day you're going to have to make decisions on your own. So That's what I'm trying to teach the younger. He went and bought a car, you know, top-of-the-line Mustang, and I tell him anytime you buy these sports cars, most of the people dog them out. Now he's having a problem with the transmission, and I'm like, you paying $700, almost $800 a month car note.
Come on,
but
now.
That's what you
know,
want to convert to a racing car.
Well,
they wanted a style and profile and high-performance race car, so that's the end results. And I'm like, now you see what I tell you about these Dodge Chargers, these Mustangs. Once people get rid of them or get rid of a BMW, they either done dogged them out or it's a rich person going to get another BMW. But most of them cars are dogged out. That's facts. And all them Chargers and stuff, when youngsters get in there and race them, dog them out, and then they ain't worth a damn.
Yeah, majority of them who got a car like that don't care about it anyway.
Yep. So he's learning.
Now you can get
Well, I'm gonna tell y'all next week I got some business people gonna be out here. I don't know how we gonna do this shit. See, I don't even know if I wanna interview none of these motherfuckers now.
What?
I might have to do just simple reactions. I don't know.
What
I was just thinking, man. I'm just thinking about the quality of the show. How it sounds. I want some better quality in Blog Talk. Blog Talk is not fulfilling the need like it should. But it may be me and my old cheap 36-ass phone. I apologize. I was just really thinking out loud, so I guess the phone got to me. Okay, it is what it is.
Man, these things be overlapping, too. They don't let you know. Like, when it's more of us on here, it's real hard because we can't hear each other talking. It's like, it's weird. It's a weird thing that they do, like, in the second hour of the show. It's like, it can't keep up.
Well, you know, with all live shows, it's always a 2 to 4% delay in the delivery of the voice. It's like it on a regular phone call. People just don't recognize it. It's like it on a regular phone call. It's always a delay in audio.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
They delayed me by 30 minutes. Y'all was talking Sweet Pea, and y'all was just talking about the Florida and the shootings and all
I
that.
I told you what the fuck happened with this shit in the first place.
I'm telling Sweet Pea. So
I knew something
was
wrong.
There was no delay.
Okay.
Nobody could tap you in. Scratch had already left, and I had left. And no, that's not a delay.
If
nobody got to turn your microphone on, that is not a delay. I keep explaining it to you.
I'm steady saying, Sweet Pea, you hear me? Buddha, you hear me? What you call it?
Sweet Pea, Trillium, ain't now one of them running the board. Number two people running the board, me or Scratch. If my shit cut off, I be hoping Scratch got his shit on. But if he don't, then that's just what happens. You feel like you left in queue.
Mm-hmm.
But I told you that the lights went out. Hell, I wasn't on. When the lights went out, my phone cut off because I'm using a Wi-Fi number. So I couldn't say nothing to you and nobody else. Hell, I called
that
so he couldn't get in.
You already told me.
That's the bringing this shit up. We know what happened in the past. Hope we can stay on this bitch tonight.
You gonna do a GoFundMe to buy this nigga a goddamn payphone so he can do the show from a payphone?
Hell no, I ain't got that many motherfucking quarters, my nigga. Fuck that. You gotta have some quarters for a payphone that you gonna send me a call and call.
I can laugh at him because sometimes y'all be calling me and I be right here trying to talk. But the thing, I have to use an internet number for this too. They don't keep mobile calls.
Yeah. And sometimes when you use the internet number, they drop calls. It's been several times that Sweetie thought we couldn't hear her, and she hang up and call back in.
Well, because I can't get y'all, you know.
Yeah. Those are just issues we have, you know, on the show. It ain't no hatred going on, shit. I want y'all microphone on here because I want y'all to talk. There ain't no face shit. And being like me, if I say something, it don't make no sense. But
see,
yeah.
Whatever the conversation is, it makes sense. That's what your topic is.
I think when I be talking, I only make sense here. I just throw some air brain shit out there. Something to get a conversation going.
Well, that's what this topic is all about. Doing that machine and shit.
Yeah, that's what it is. I'm just saying. See, y'all have good content. See, y'all study news and different entertainment things and what's going on in the world. Me, I don't do none of that. That's why I don't do it, because I like the way that y'all handle it.
No, see, that's where you got to get engaged, too. You got to look at all them people like Arsenio Hall and Jay Leno and all them. They get engaged with what's going on in the world. That's what builds them up. Like Ricky Smiley and all them.
Each one of them people that you just named have somebody to write their cue cards. They just read the press.
You can write it on their butt cheeks. I bet you know.
You
can
put them hoes with you. Don't act like you don't live something over here, nigga. Hell. You didn't want them hoes to stay with you. That's why you took them off. So they time was up. If you ain't got enough money, y'all can come on and go.
I tell you what. I don't mind hearing about what's going down there in the country, because people don't realize it, especially when you be trying to act like people from down here. We ain't nothing but a bunch of people that's really from the country that moved to the city. Or it turned into the city after a while. It kept growing.
yeah. But see, the city has so many different things. In the country, we get some spirit like this weekend. We got a damn good weekend going on right now up here. You know what I'm saying? Labor Day weekend. It's a bunch of family reunions. It's a bunch of people in town. We got the Murder's Diamond Trail ride going. You know what I'm saying? In Texas, he's a legend. In that rodeo world. You know what I'm saying? So his event is real big. And then this is the first year in about 10 years that they've opened up their facility to have something going on. So we're trying to see how that's going to play out this weekend. If these, as we say, these niggas going to allow themselves to have a good time without fighting, shooting, stabbing, and cutting, you know what I'm saying? Because it's always something when they go out. Billy Bob see Sue Ann over there with Johnny Boy, and he mad because he was with her last night, and now she with him. And they want to start a whole motherfucking theatrical thing out there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That don't involve nobody, but end up, you know, affecting everybody.
Yeah, we ain't having none of that shit. I don't like that. Don't you come out here and make it for everybody that then paid that good money and been looking forward to this. You call me whatever the hell you want to. But if it's my business or my event, y'all, I'm still on the law. Y'all niggas is going to
I'm
giving names to y'all not going to be hurting people.
What you say? You ain't fucking off my money.
And then hurting people, my name going to be attached to it. Oh, so-and-so and them got killed at the, what's that, Trey Day? How that? Like, no. I don't want to my name like how they did Trey Day.
Yeah. You know, that's the type of shit.
That's what they're going to do is attach your name to it. That's why you better have an insurance policy. If not, your house going to be confiscated. They going for somebody get killed or paralyzed or trampled. They going for your personal property if your name is rent that building.
Oh, no, but I said I'm cooperating. It ain't going to be no, I'm a hose down. I'm not going to. No, that looked like so-and-so and them. They came in a white car. They was all in there together. I told them to leave, and they came back around the back and hopped. I'm telling everything. Shit.
And they going to say, ma'am, that's nice, but do you got an insurance policy? No. Well, turn around these handcuffs. We're going to lock you up and take you down the station. And they want to be able to identify you in the lawsuit. So that's why you have an insurance premium, because if you don't, and somebody gets shot, killed, anything, your house, your car, your personal asset, they finna sue you for. Everything in your bank account, everything in your driveway, every piece of jewelry and furniture.
Well, that's why I say, you know, it's this event here, you know, is chaperone. They're going to have a chaperone. So the police force will be in full attack, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, in my city, that don't matter. The police can be standing right there and a nigga still shoot you in your motherfucking head. And
well, get
away.
Police,
you know what I'm saying? Because the law is going to be for everybody else.
They don't know what to call you. You can call them and tell them something, but the way shit is now, somebody got to ask, die or be hurt for anybody to do anything.
Right. You got to also think in terms of where you're giving your event, how accessible is it to first aid? How long does it take an ambulance to get there in case something happened? How long does it take for the police to respond when you call in? You have to take in account of those factors when you're doing something.
I'm
going
to tell you what
they
did.
Most people don't just go in and do it again.
They went to Fulton and they hired two sheriffs to sit out front of the goddamn car show. Well, guess where the shooting happened at? Inside the car show. So the people did the shooting, drove out the gate and got away. And the police didn't know who did the shooting. They just heard the gunshot.
Right.
They said, why did you hire police to sit outside the gun, outside the car show? They think the older sheriffs are here, and then they weren't inside the car show.
Yeah.
And
that's just things that they do, man, you know. But these are all valid points that you have to think about, you know what I'm saying? That's when you really decide whether you want to get into this. You know, I tell people, you have to look at all sides, and I've been accused of always being a downsider because I look at everything that could happen bad and assist it. So I try to make the good outweigh that, you know what I'm saying? But still in your mind, you have to keep that inkling in your head so you can be prepared to act as soon as it happens. Most of the time when those events stuff happen like that, if somebody get caught up with something that, you know, fatally happens, it happens all of a sudden, and they don't know how to react. They don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you should have people set aside that assess the situation, and a person that's always on top of when they see something going there, that they you have what you call a whistleblower. Somebody that's going to call for immediate help immediately. You know,
yeah.
And even at that, when you call immediately, you still have to have a grace period for them to get there.
Here's what happened to me. My very first show that I threw back in the 1990s. Very first party I threw, we did the Bring Them Girl Up Today to Do Song contest. Well, this guy's girlfriend was dancing on this guy. She was sitting on his face dancing. He came in there and seen it. He snatched her up and kicked the dude. So the dude got off the ground. They started to fight. So they go outside to go get the gun. The guy that was on the ground went to get the gun. He shot and missed and hit my security guard's car. It hit his window. So the other guy grabbed the gun, and he come in there trying to chase him and shooting up at the ceiling. Then people dived through the windows, broke tables and chairs. We had to run. I had to shut my DJ equipment off, get my fanny pack, my 38 snub. No, we had to run in the kitchen because he was steady firing at the ceiling. So police came, and we seen the police. We said, there go the police. So we went outside, and the police drove off. So we like, damn. They was outside shooting and stuff like that. But to make a long story short, when the police came back, they said, well, who's in charge of this? I said, me. He said, do you have a promoter's license? I said, what is that? He said, you don't have a promoter's license with insurance. I can take you to jail. You promoting more than a crowd, I think he said, of 50 people. So you got to have a promoter's license with insurance. I didn't know that. So I'm like, oh, now I know. So after that, I threw parties under the ground in my town because it was a different town. But then when I got serious and moved to Texarkana, I started getting insurance premiums. If I do an R&B show, it used to be like $600-something, and they went up to $900. The rap shows went from $13, they like $1,700 per every 1,000 people for $1 million worth of insurance. So if you get 1,001 people in there, you're supposed to pay $3,400 for insurance premium. That's why a lot of people don't like doing rap shows. The insurance is high. By the time you pay for the building, $1,500, $2,500 for a civic center, then pay for security and a DJ, event staff, and all that good old stuff, you're like, shit, man, I'm out of $7,000, $8,000. It's time to put this show on. That's just for the event.
But that's
not
why
for the
so high for the real artists, too, for the mainstream.
Right.
That's why it's so
high.
But you know what, though? Everybody that's listening out there on the internet, I want them to think about this. When you go to, you know, when you go out or when you throw an event, you got to be careful where you're going and the type of people you around and people you have around you, because let me tell you this. If you call the police, like he said, they're going to drive by. If something happens to you, you tell somebody and say, hey, I think somebody coming in my house. They're going to come when they get there, whenever they get there. But how about this? If when I had a seizure, two or three times, okay, I've had a seizure, you got an ambulance, but the police come. You see what I'm saying? Anything that happened to somebody, you call the ambulance, but the police come. But you call the police, you call the police on their own, they don't come. They wait. They take their time to get there. So, you know, think about that too.
They don't fight crime. Police respond to it. That's the difference. What we do fail to realize, police respond to the crime. So if you want to fight crime, you get your own goddamn gun and protect your own assets. That's how you fight crime.
But all the stuff they keep you in school. Oh, if this happened, oh, call the police and say that. And say, you can do that. But ain't nothing going to happen right then and there. They're not going to show up and save you. You better hide, though. So when they do,
when my house got
broken
into in Texas, and my old lady called the police. I said, don't call the police. I said, I put the word out in the street. But she called the police. They came 3 hours later. And the police said, yeah. Somebody did break in your house. I can see where they laid the TV down on the ground right here on the other side of the fence. I said, God damn, you good, but did you even check for fingerprints? I said, that's why I told my damn bitch don't call you.
Yep.
That's how you going to tell me where they laid the TV down, the grass is pressed in. He ain't went and checked the window for fingerprints. They done got down, come through the bus. They bust the window out and climbed through the side window. And he ain't checked for fingerprints. He just sitting up there. Talking about the TV where the grass is pressed in, where the TV's at. And I told her, that's why I told you don't call these dumb motherfuckers. See, I don't call the police.
They convinced that it's you or your family or anything, and they're not taking you serious.
All you got to do is say, somebody with a black, what you call it? So you got to say, the black man attacking a white woman. Them motherfuckers, where is that?
It's all right. You say, oh, we over here. We in River Oaks. Oh, we over here. We in the Heights. Man, it's going to pull. Whoop, whoop, whoop. But you say, oh, hey, I'm over here. Somebody hit and ran me, and I'm on the side of the road, and da-da-da-da-da. You're going to be waiting there until 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I know, man. I was like, shit, that was like 8 till 11 o'clock at night. I was like, shit, man, y'all finally showed up.
Yeah, right.
But I told you, don't even call them.
What's the worst time calling most of the time, anyway?
Yeah, I don't believe you calling them. Other people might, but I just like, shit.
I understand, though. People be like, you know, any place, anytime, anywhere. Yeah, that's cool. Anytime, fine, and it's cute. But don't be messing up stuff with other people, you know? And putting other people in the way of your stuff.
I don't know.
I'm being nosy. I'm just being nosy.
I thought Buddha was going to be on the show.
Okay.
He is on the show.
Yay, yay!
Yay, yay!
Hey, hey, Buddha.
Hold up.
Man, I'm up here Uber driving, man. I just come out of Murfreesboro, Arkansas, man, around the diamond mines. Closest I ever been to the diamond mines the whole time I've been here, man. And this is to the show doing some Uber driving. I just made a pit stop. And I'm coming back in the hope, man, but the show been pretty good, man. I hear y'all doing your thing. Shout out to the whole panel.
Something wasn't right. I didn't hear your voice. Mm-hmm. Someone told me you were going to be on the show. I said, man, let me find out where he at.
Oh, man, you know I'm going to pop up. No matter what, it'd be 30 minutes to out, 5 minutes left. I'm going to pop up, goddamn. I'm always on every episode.
You put me down there in the silence.
Right on. We glad we got everybody in participation tonight. It's coming up on the top of the hour. Y'all know how we do. We're going to jam a few clips, and we're going to come back with more of the show. We got everybody in the motherfucker, so y'all know how we do it, man. Let's kick it off. We're going to do a few things, do a few views, and we'll be right back. To us radio, don't turn that dial. If you're listening online like you're before the show, this up. 323-642-1597. First one that's out. We're going there, baby. The live show. We have like this, baby.
Now as I flip through this world of mine, everything is looking peaceful. I'm checking out these people, the ones that's doing good and the ones that's doing evil. Now as I flip through this world of mine, everything is looking peaceful. I'm checking out these people, some doing good and others doing evil.
I heard somebody say I'll do anything nowadays to make a book. Cause niggas are dying and nobody gives a motherfucking. You be wanting a trip when I be talking about murdering things. I think it's obvious that you ain't never heard of me. What goes on in the neighborhood? East coast, west coast, ain't shit turning out good. Sometimes I wanna cry and straight put the nine to my motherfucking dome and let the bullets fly. But mama said I'm too strong to break down. And I'm caught up in another drug shakedown. Cause they think I'm selling birds. But I'm working 9 to 5 and still ain't getting what I deserve. So who's fucking who? Is it that white man or the black man standing next to you? See, most blacks can't handle power. Get paid and get the change and buy the hour. Closing all the doors. Got a little paper, now they wanna treat their people like hoes. Now after taking a look at that, how the fuck you think the white man is supposed to act? See, we can't check a peck of wood, if we can't treat our own fucking people good. We wanna pick the fruit, but the fruit ain't right, yeah. Now who got the right?
Now as I flip through this world of mine, everything is looking peaceful. I'm checking out these people. The ones that's doing good and the ones that's doing evil. Now as I flip through this world of mine, everything is looking peaceful. I'm checking out these people. Some doing good and others doing evil.
Niggas are getting fooled by the president's plan. And yeah, they got a president, but they call him the boss man. The boss man is president, hurting them with politics. Better let them out quick or they gon' cause a riot, bitch. Even if you let them go, they still got the power. Cause the fucking White House reminds them of the watchtower. The man is watching over us, steady controlling us. And if we make a move, he's ready to put a hole in us. Every time I step, he's always around me. To tell the fucking truth, I feel safer in the county. At least in jail, I know what I'm up against. But everything is a motherfucking mystery outside the fence. Thinking that we made it, but we ain't made it yet. And it's getting harder cause the man ain't giving up shit. Bitch, steady letting us down. And ain't ain't nobody helping us out. Now as I flip through this world of mine, everything is looking peaceful. I'm checking out these people, the ones that's doing good and the ones that's doing evil. Now as I flip through this world of mine, everything is looking peaceful. I'm checking out these people, some doing good and others doing evil.
Yeah, a new beginning. Yeah.
Voila.
Big Mike. Yeah. Coming from that swamp, you know. Just kicking it how I feel. And that's on the grid.
Against the world,
nothing to lose. This is me against the world, baby.
You want fame, don't you? But chasing the majors is a wrong move. It's the known rule. Sign a contract, they own you. You thinking because you give them hits, they love you. Inside of the clutches of the machine, they plug you. It's more than the paper with your name on the dotted line. Anytime that they get you to sign, it's a plot in mind. They try to find naive artists and hand them contracts so complex, only they understand them. Built to destroy you. You can't afford a lawyer, so they offer to manage you and handle your business for you. What was the price? You thinking you covered for life, but they suckered you for your royalties and publishing rights. They got millions in hand while you living in dreamland. When platinum and only got paid 15 grand, didn't understand that they profit whenever you speak. It's a devilish beast controlling the level you reach. They want your masters, they want your name. Now all your work to build up is gone in flames. They want your publishing, their mechanical rights. And when they finish using you, they want your life. They want your masters, they want your name. Now all your work to build up is gone in flames. They want your publishing, their mechanical rights. And when they finish using you, they want your life. Life, the day you awaken and learn the business, they panic and blackball you because this industry is satanic. And you can't even capitalize on your fame, cause the paperwork explains that they own your name. Your catalog was strong, now it's gone in smoke. All your blood, sweat, and years, every song you wrote belongs to a goat worshiper whose throne's a joke. His family eats 20 generations long, you broke. They let you rise nationwide and international fast. Your assets accumulate past your actual cash. The fans love you, so you still selling out shows. You expose the labels to people and tell them about those, so the momentum grows. Open eyes no longer closed. A wise artist threatens their power, influence, and pose. So now they know that the only road and option to go is to eliminate the icon and triple the dough. They want your masters, they want your name. Now all your work to build up is gone in flames. They want your publishing, their mechanical rights. And when they finish using you, they want your life. They want your masters, they want your name. Now all your work to build up is gone in flames. They want your publishing, their mechanical rights. And when they finish using you, they want your life. Life. This ain't practice, dude. Never get your facts confused. Read secret relationship between blacks and Jews. Manipulation of artists is a classic move. And a few material objects distracts a fool. Only a devil would scheme and not give me my green. That's why Michael Jackson called out Jimmy Iovine. His words were too extreme, so they had to solve that. Mike was killed, then Sony got the catalog back. The record company gets every dime that's made and gets paid for every song. Every time it's played, it's a war. Why you thinking it's only coincidence? It happened to Sam Cooke, Jimi Hendrix, and Prince. Any artist with a free mind who fought for the work was strategically plotted on and eventually murked. When you control your art, they attacking the song. Who gon' end up with the music Prince had in his vault? The music outlives the artist, and the truth is the truth. After they kill him, then the record sales shoot through the roof. Digital, physical, selling fast with foot on the gas. Eternal cash and dead artists can't put them on blast. They want your masters, they want your name. Now all your work to build up is gone in flames. They want your publishing, their mechanical rights. And when they finish using you, they want your life. They want your masters, they want your name. Now all your work to build up is gone in flames. They want your publishing, their mechanical rights. And when they finish using you, they want your life.
Always will. Whatever people say to me, I take it in stride. outside, I'm thinking Negro, please. If you really don't know me, then you best pack up, I suggest strongly. Third is the D-D-G, till the day I D-I-E. For my L-I-F-N-E, no matter where I look, that's all I need. And I know these days you gotta be strapped. I'm already knowing ain't nobody got my back. They see me on BET. Everybody knows my name. All the police think I'm serving hang. Jealous niggas call us high, but I don't worry long as I hear their mouth. If ever they decide to keep,
you better be prepared because I know I'm free.
One thing I can guarantee, you don't wanna be standing next to me before my final curtain call.
They say it, it won't be
so. So if we bump heads in the street or even at some party, you niggas really can't see me.
My request is that you stop trying
or I let go.
These days you gotta be strapped. I'm already knowing ain't nobody got my back. These days you gotta be down. Who said it was easy claiming no pound?
On deck for whoever. I'm busting, taking down, bound and down, never. Gotta watch my back for these coppers as well as these niggas that I kick it with. They stick you faster than these bitches will. Since I'm pimping, everybody wants my witness. And I can't keep a dime from buying weed, yakking every time I smoke. Constantly you conference me from committing a murder, so I chill up off the earth. Who got my back? Nobody. Little John Gotti's laying niggas down at the homie party. All be going crazy, I guess we all being who we are. And they say them niggas got to be a star. I got to get mine if I blast, and it's my destiny. If I die, then it was meant to be intentionally. Worry, stressing, I'm guessing it's confession. When the murder takes place, it was
self-protection. I'm already knowing ain't nobody got my back.
To the point where niggas hate to see you.
coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
One beer, two beers, three beers, four. I hate to see you coming when you drink one more. Because you start talking and won't shut the fuck up. Niggas think you're telling war stories, niggas ain't believing. Forget what you had and fuck what you got. Stop saying you a player, cause a player's what you not. Mr. How you make me get that? But it's a cold thing when nobody wants your ass around. And that's real, I don't care how you take it. When your car pulls up, we are ready to shake it. Cause we don't wanna hear that same old shit. Can't be speaking, I got them whack brews, got you tweaking. Anyway, you need to find some new combo. Get drunk, shut the fuck up, or don't drink no more. Then 9 times out of 10, your ass will stop coming. And we won't have to leave when we see your ass coming. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man,
again, pulling up in my driveway with the music turned up to 10. Sometimes I'm home but won't answer the door. Peeping out the blinds, walking soft across the floor. Dogs going off because the doorbell's ringing. I just don't want to hear that same old song that you be singing about how much money you make. Can't wait to come over and brag every time you get paid. Not as good as the phrases you use, but you keep backsliding right up out of your shoes. Hypocrite liar, and everybody knows. Once you get started, your mouth will never close. We used to be tight, now I can't stand your ass. Me and you being homies is a thing of the past. You just like a nigga in the street bumming. I'm going the other way when I see your ass coming. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man.
Is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Oh, yeah, True West Sideway Radio. We back up in this thing, man. Mr. Everywhere. Buddha Ali. Yeah, we ain't thing, baby. Friday afternoon, Labor Day weekend.
I need to go find my screw. You gotta tell me now, what was the name of that song? I know Scratch would hate to see you coming, because that's my, just like my favorite Scratch song. But the one before that, that's screw. That's on the screw. And I need to know the name of it so I can find which tape you need to find.
That was Nate Dogg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that said Nate Dogg.
What is it called?
What's it called? These days?
Yeah.
That's it?
These days, I got to be
on
trapped.
The same one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's These Days. That's off of the Above the Rim soundtrack. That's on the
Butter Reef channel. Man, that song, people don't even know. Well, they know because they came down here. But boys got hits in Houston, like real, real hits in Houston that they don't even know. It's not a hit nowhere else but in Houston because of that screw.
Yeah.
That was one of the best. And
it's all true. The cold part about it, that's the true song. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to my homie Sean Solo Jameson. He just dropped Waterworld 2 today. So if you're in the Houston, Texas or Texas area, go check out Waterworld 2. He got everybody in Houston on there. 22 tracks of nothing but classic bangers, man. He took it all the way back with old school. He's got Zero. He's got everybody in Houston on there. Waterworld 2. Waterworld 2, that's the name of the CD. Waterworld 2, it's got everybody on there, all new bangers. All them jams that you like listening to in the 80s, you talking about SOS Band, they got Lil O on there, they got Zero on there, they got Propane on there, they got everybody in Houston on that bitch. Just dropped today, Waterworld 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and also shout out to Street Military, just dropped a brand new hit too, man.
They're
they got
on there
new
too.
Shit going
oh,
on.
They're on there too. Street Military is on there too.
Yeah, they got a brand new song. I think it's called Move or something. But yeah, they got
that's
some
good.
New hits coming out. New album just dropped. KB the Kidnapper. Oh, yeah.
Man.
R.I.P. to that boy Gator.
I met K. Reno around the time he had dropped that, what was it, 5 albums or something like that?
Yeah.
Around that time, I met him, and he used to be out there coming to the concert and stuff too. And I met Murder One a couple of times. And the other dudes from UGC from the beginning and stuff. It's a lot of people running around out here in Houston, but the other rappers, they just don't even know. And if they got hits like that out here, but that, like, it's 15,000 people, 2,000, underrated. You want to start a choir in Houston, all you got to do is walk in the room and say, nobody does it better. And everybody going to start
right
singing with you.
Yeah, yeah. That's how I always did the theme songs. It's just, they come out. I jam them motherfuckers hard.
Oh,
and
you go in
Houston.
That's
how I get in my little.
If you go into Houston, all you got to do is sing 2 songs. Even though we're not living in luxury, stay down with it, play and come up with me. Or you can say, I hate you, chick. I never thought I'd say. And they're going to sing it all the way through.
No, no, that's not the name. No, no, no. You
know,
you don't say that. You got to say it like you're supposed to be saying now. I hate you, bitch.
I forgot we on internet radio.
Okay, you forgot
that's,
you on
that's
two wins.
That's for anybody.
Yeah.
That's anybody who loves Houston or been through Houston or anybody that really likes Houston. Somebody from Houston, they gonna say, Fondren and Maine, and the majority, all of Houston is gonna say, slow lies banging all in my trunk. Trunk full of funk. I ain't
yes,
never
sir.
Been a punk. And that's gonna go. I still, they played that the other day. I'm like, damn, I still know the words.
Hey, Reno, Point Blank, Klondike Cat, they on the song. Everybody on there.
Oh, yeah.
I still
oh,
say.
Yeah.
Klondike Cat had one of the hardest singles that he put out was Nigga, Check Your Bitch. That was one of the richest songs I ever heard because it was so true. Cause these cats be with these girls and these girls be with these other cats. And every time they kiss them in the act, they want to approach the dude. Man, don't approach that nigga with this shit. Approach that boy. Now, she the one out there doing it. You know what I'm saying? She, and I feel like that. You know what I'm saying?
I wish the big niggas would have lasted a little bit longer. Because, you know, we went through one phase. You know, we got the Lil Flips and the this one and the Lil Kiki and this and that. But we had Backpack, Big Steve, Big Mello, like, you know what I'm saying? And Big Steve, he got this
voice. Yeah.
Like, when he slide on the track, it's like he sing, like, he in your ear, like, the told you, and he's drunk in the photo, like, you know, like, it really
yeah.
sound like he talking to you in your ear. And Big Mello, man, he was, man.
That's my man, Big Mello.
I hate when people
love,
don't
love nobody.
He love.
Big Mello, man, he made me start rapping. Big Mello, Chuck D, Scarface, MCA, them my main fools in the rap. That what made me rap. And Professor X from X-Clan.
Who did I put you on the phone
yeah.
the other night, booty?
Hey, but, on this full moon, and y'all need to check out the moon for y'all later, but he put me on the phone last night. All caps. With Trick Daddy Boss, the big Trick Daddy, Trick Daddy Boss, he had me on the phone, him, and that man run all, he got some club down there in Miami, he told Pumpkin, he said, man, he said, y'all got to respect the women, because, hey, he said, them women been blessing him, he said, them women is a blessing to him, he said, those women are blessed, he didn't call them no bitches, no hoes. No trick the fives and rectifiers and all that. Scum candy, find the gold. He said, them women. Them women.
He
said, the women, fucking. He said, them
yeah,
women are blessings to me.
He
I laid down and thought about it last night. I laid down and thought about what he told Pumpkin. I mean, Mr. Uh-huh. Everywhere last night. He told Pumpkin some real stuff. I see where Pumpkin get his game from on all the other stuff. But he told Pumpkin, he gave them key words was, them women are a blessing to me. This man is Trick Daddy's father. And this man is, he got to be Pumpkin. He been pimping the 70s since the rap game or longer.
Yeah, he was one of the original members under Richelle the Blanco in Miami, the first black man to touch cocaine in Miami. Back when
we on the phone with the man. We on the phone with
the
man now.
So he invested in the strip club. So he been in the strip club.
On the phone with the man.
Not to Miami.
We on the phone with the man. The man talking to Pumpkin just like he was like Pumpkin with his little nephew or somebody at the kitchen table every morning with him.
That's my right-hand man.
He talked to him just like that, like he been feeding or making that boy a bowl of cereal early in the morning. This is what you got to do when you get to school. That's how he was talking to him.
We talking about
that's
flipping slides.
That's how he talking. This is what you got to
do. I call his dad right now, and he'll answer. He'll pick up. Uncle Luke will, too.
Hey, that's real speed, that man. He had Trick Daddy. I met Trick Daddy when I was on tour. That back when he was skinny, he had the leg mumps. I rode with him on the bus and everything. But I met his daddy. I heard Pumpkin and his daddy talk last night. And that main key points he told Pumpkin. He said, hey, man, them women is a blessing to me. He said, them women is a blessing to me, man.
Well,
a
you
great
know,
deal.
It's not like it used to be. Things are different now. Women got their own businesses, multiple businesses. Women is using the clubs, throwing events, doing lunches, doing this, doing that, doing workshops. It's more than what it used to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
he said that.
He been influential to Luke. That's how Luke wound up meeting Trick Daddy, because Trick Daddy dad was off into the strip club. Luke and him got off into the strip club. He's like, I'm going to introduce you to my son. So that's how Trick Daddy first got, what you call, he's on that What Scarred song with, remember Luke had that song Scarred? And that was the first time we ever seen Trick Daddy. That's how he met us, his dad. His dad owned 5 strip clubs at one time.
Oh, hydraulic baby. at her flashback.
Yeah, all of them. I done worked for Luke Street Team Promoter, E40 Street Team Promoter. You know what I tell everybody, you be humble and you can build up your resume with a whole bunch of network.
Yeah, he told Pumpkin, whatever you need, get at me when you come that way. Call him anytime. He was happy to hear from. I'll be happy he checked on him and everything, man. It was a beautiful conversation, man.
Mm-hmm.
See that?
That was very historical to me.
And see, I'm
the
glad
only
I got
thing I would like is for, I want people
so
in Houston to quit acting like they jealous of each other. I want people in Houston to quit acting like they jealous of each other, especially the old school people. And then, you know, a lot of them be mad. Oh, you got to pay respect. Oh, you got to pay dues. Oh, you got to do this. You got to do that. Man, look, you ain't promoted nothing. You ain't put out no songs. You ain't in no workshops. You ain't been in the game. How they supposed to know who you is? Hell, it's been 25 years since you dropped the song.
And here's what it is to that. It's like the people who paved the way, like Luke said, he said, hey, man, I went and took all my money, my whole goddamn record label check, and went to the goddamn U.S. goddamn Supreme Court and fought for all y'all niggas to rap. He said, if I wouldn't have won that damn case, wouldn't nobody be rapping today, because the fact of the matter, they were going to censor any cuss words, any talking about sex,
yep,
anything, they were going to censor. He said, I took my whole damn check and fought for y'all niggas, and then y'all didn't even give me no goddamn spot at the goddamn 50th anniversary up there in New York. They said, y'all didn't even invite me.
They didn't invite him either?
They didn't invite him. So that's why,
man,
he was like, damn,
that's look, I heard Chuck D got left off of that too.
He was supposed to have been on there, but what he did, you know, I'm a Chuck D fan. That's what started me to rapping. Chuck D did do something in another part. He didn't do the arenas. He did the streets where it started off. He went to the Rock, where they started rapping that in 73. They used to rap at that red and black, the red, black, and green Rock. They brought a Rock from Africa over there and left it over there. They started from there rapping all the way down 125th. They did a parade. He rapped in the parade just like they did the Fight the Power video, him and Melly Mel. So he did the areas. But Nas and them should have had him at the arena, but all that arena I'm gonna say Rock the Bell Festival. If you watch the whole 7 hours, they had the right people on there. Some people just wasn't. They should have been on it, but it took away what was really happening. But they did the right thing. I think I'm not gonna knock Nas. Commend him my birthday on the same damn near date. But I'm gonna say this. They had a commercialized Little Kim and them. Y'all watch the Yankee Stadium. They mixed the new rappers with the old rappers at the Yankee Stadium thing. And then the Rock the Bells, they had all LL Tour, all the Budweiser people. But they also added a couple new artists on there. But Rock M did his thing. LL did his thing. De La Soul, remember, did his thing. Black Dot did his thing. Met the man them rap there and at the Yankee Stadium. So it was good. Like, you know, they did MC Shan wrong, you know, but they only did him because he didn't have no fronts. He was rapping with no fronts. He probably refused to put him in. So it looked like he didn't have no teeth in his mouth.
You know who they did wrong?
It looked like he didn't have no teeth in his mouth, but he was still rapping the song, though. He didn't miss a beat on the rap. He did it straight.
Who? Ain't nobody did nothing for Heavy D. Heavy D started New Jack Swing.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have been there, goddamn New Jack Swing. No, not about me.
You were no
Red
Heavy D.
No Mary J. Blige, no Jonas.
That's what I was trying to say. They messed him off, too.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they
were
mad
though
about that.
Yep. And Willie D still mad.
And they was really upset. Matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, it might have been Chuck D who was upset about it. He might not have cared or something, but it was somebody in that era that was upset that he got left off too. Because yeah, like Chuck B got mad because
Luke got Chuck B got mad because Luke got left off.
Well, that's right. That's why he went on beer champ. I mean, drink champs. Talk about, but this you gotta understand. If they put Chuck D on there, they didn't want them niggas. They didn't want niggas all to waking up. If they put Chuck D on there with the stuff happening, the people have been woke up again because you gotta remember Chuck D ended up putting their conscience out. They waking niggas up. That's what woke me up. That's who woke me up. That's who had me wide awake on what's going on.
They know.
And if you got to look in the crowd, but if you look in the crowd, though, love, everybody in the crowd, it wasn't none of us.
Exactly.
We were on stage. Everybody that performed before was all Canaanite, European, Switzerland, Finland people. There wasn't no niggas out there in the crowd. The niggas was on stage. Wasn't no niggas out there. And neither one of them was fit.
When the last time you been to a Lil Baby concert?
I don't know. It's white down too.
We did the one in Shreveport. They had more white people down there than they did black people.
That's why they didn't put the real people there because the war had spooked them out. But you know, the white folk been on Chuck D cars up for years, Public Enemy. They be out in London and everywhere. I'm just saying,
they mad
at this time.
The folks with us. It was them white people with us, even white people, to be like,
But they couldn't change that, though, because if you bring Chuck back, you got to listen, though, baby. If they bring Chuck back, you know who going to fall up on the stage? Professor Grill. You know he's
everybody.
When you bring Chuck on, you gonna have to bring the whole. You got to bring the whole black planet. They didn't want that. They rather bring the native tongue, shake your booty, pop this few cut, bring a few sisters, tight pants on, bring the Queen of the Keep, bring the low mind people out, and do it like that. It was a fashion show. But they did fuck Luke. They fucked everybody.
Did they even bring out JJ Fad or anybody? Like, you know, any of the girls?
Say it again, baby. What you say?
Did they bring out JJ Fad or any females or anybody?
Yeah, they brought out Remy Moan. They didn't bring out no L.A. people, though. I thought it was going to be
a
continuation, but they brought them out when they bring them out. They did get on the BET Awards one year. They brought them back. They brought them and Benito and all them back.
About 2 years ago,
But you got to look at J.J. Phantom didn't stand a toss that long, though.
But they didn't do MC Hammer either. That was a disrespect. He the one who commercialized
MC Hammer
should have
been on there. Yeah, Hammer should have been on there.
Rap was underground until MC Hammer came out.
Oh, but look here, boy. Guess who came back in the game? Vanilla Ice.
Who?
Vanilla Ice came back in the game. Oh, man, he got a dude go so hard. He got a dude go so they sent me the video to put on the zone the other night. They sent me the video. He got about four videos of Vanilla Ice in the background. All up. He's starting them off and he in the background.
Man, I'm being messy, but I'm going to tell y'all this. He had went and he had a show. He was doing house remodel. And he was still good at it. He was carpentry work. But he was in a while back. He was stealing shit from other people to go use on the houses that he was working on.
He goes, he's from Dallas now. The white boy from Dallas. Let's not get this understood.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, he a white nigga. He a full white nigga now. Let's write that down. Even though he might got his creamy wave, but he still ran with them niggas.
Yeah,
I'm talking about he the first white nigga before Powerwall.
Yeah.
Before MC Search and all them Beastie Boys, they white.
Beastie Boys and Search came out then, Vanilla Ice. But if Vanilla Ice, he just did the dance and the stuff. They didn't do no dance.
Yeah, but Vanilla Ice going hard. I got to give him credit.
Yeah.
Robert Van Winkle. I have to see what he up to. Is he still in Miami? Because I think he sold one of his house he had.
Yeah, one of the videos in Miami, but one of them in Texas. He done shot a video in Texas County or Dallas or somewhere. The people from Texas sent me the video.
Hmm.
But anyway, back to MC Hammer. They did get him. But I was so mad about the Chuck E. shit.
My mind was blown. When they told
but
me
MC Shannon,
I couldn't believe it.
But it was a, y'all got to remember though, it was a New York thing in the way it goes.
Yep.
It was all about New York.
But from New York. They were white. Jersey,
yeah,
so
from Money Earner, Mount Vernon. He also Jamaican.
But they left him out to 50 celebrate. And he injured New Jack Swing.
Him, 55th, Busta Rhymes. All them Jamaicans, Pepper, all them Jamaicans.
Not to throw y'all off track, but I need for you and Hell Love especially to go pay homage to y'all East Texas legend, George Foreman on Netflix. You got Big George Foreman, the movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's a real nice movie. Hell Love, get over there and watch it, man. It's a real, real nice movie, man. It was sad, but it's real.
I ain't got Netflix, man. I can't afford the account.
I tried.
You know what? I've done it so much. I think they just got my URL blocked.
Well, they blocked everybody. What you call? You can't even share your Netflix password no more.
That's what I'm talking about.
They say you could.
Well, they blocked that back in April.
Yeah, they blocked all
that. But you need to watch that too, man. That's Marshall, Texas finest.
Yep, that is that. He is that. George had to go through a lot of red tape to get where he was, too.
Well, I was crying. I ain't cried in a long time, but it was sad. His business partner took all his money, and he became a preacher, and then he had to turn back around and go fight again in order to pay for his bills.
Yeah.
And he told everybody, I'm not going to fight again. He lost to Ali. He said, I'm through. When he lost that fight after Ali, he said, I'm through. I'm not fighting no more. And he had to go back and fight, but he won the championship. That was the good story. He won against the guy who beat Evander Holyfield.
Mm-hmm.
What, age 45, age 46 or something like that he was. But it was sad that he thought he had millions of dollars in the account. His business partner and took all his money behind his back. And then he lost his first wife, messing around, and it was just sad.
Yeah. There's a lot of that go on these pictures,
man.
They fuck over us all the time.
I had never seen nothing like, he was like, you know, I'm George Foreman, and this is my children. This is my son, George, and George. And this is George Ed, this is Georgia, and this is, I was like, oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I was like, well, Daddy, I was like, you didn't go too far. I said, you got Mark and Marquisa. I'm glad she didn't do what he did. He was like, I tried to.
Yeah, he wasn't trying.
Dude, I was like, that's enough. I don't know, George, and George. I hope everybody got a different middle name.
Shoot, I had a friend, rest in peace, but his dad had 28 kids by 4 women that all lived on the same damn street. In a dirt road community called Red Clay, right outside of Texarkana, 28 kids by 4 women, and all the women knew each other because they was all on the same street. He was the insurance man, so he had the money. He dressed up real nice, and he told me one day, he's like, "Yeah, man, I got 27 brothers and sisters. I said, huh? He said, yeah, about four different women. My dad had all us, about four different women live on the same street. I said, that joker was a super pimp.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You catch him like that, man. I knew this man that
was
called Mel.
You won't have to pay this month. If you, you know, I got you on the payment, but you know, you got to do a little something for me.
Oh, yeah, that's a, that's a get by.
That's a lot of kids, though. That's too many kids.
Yeah,
that's
a lot of kids.
I need to go support all the kids.
They clowning your girl sexy red saying she was like Young Thug.
They need to quit doing it, baby, like this. She trying her business. She doing, man.
You see that video she did? She walking down the street with the gun with the white boy in his hand. She did 5 years ago.
Oh, I didn't see it. I had
you
got to
watch that one.
Then,
so then watch Suki, her and Suki Hunter got the song Hood Rap. It's so stupid. I know Buddha done heard it.
No, I ain't. I didn't even get to go check that out.
That is sad.
I didn't want to hear it. I'm gonna go and listen to it though.
You got to listen to it. I want your feedback, and I know I people will say, "Oh, you hating? It's trash. It's straight up trash."
Yeah, I heard that's trash to me. But I will say this though. Imagine that young lady. She actually don't. She's a pretty young lady, you know.
Yeah.
The stuff you talk about makes you ugly or whatever, but that girl, she not ugly. And another thing they be doing, they do the swap thing. So they are swapping, putting her face on Young Thug and putting his face on her. But if you see her without no makeup and without no weave, she don't even look like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, see, like I say, they showed her with that video she did 5 years ago. She walking down with a nerdy white guy holding his hand, walking down the street and riding in the car with a gun. Pow, pow, pow. Pow, pow, pow. That's whatever the song said. Pow, pow, pow. We're doing something, something, something. Pow, pow, pow. Pow, pow, pow. Walking with the gun with a nerdy white boy. You got to see it. You're going to laugh. I mean, she just look like a regular female to me. That's all I say. She's just a regular female with a red wig on. If I seen her in the store, I wouldn't be trying to holler at her. I'm like, oh, you just,
right.
You know, just regular. When you ain't nothing spectacular, I'm saying, hey, what's up, little mama? No, she just regular.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, this is my thing right here. It's not necessarily for the artist. It's for the producer. Because it's a delay going through those headphones. You are trash. You suck. The mixers, you all suck. Even the masters, you suck like a motherfucker. You're going to let somebody continuously rap off beat. And it's not like she don't rap off beat like how, what's his name did. But it's just maybe like a slight little half a second or something like that where it don't go over it correctly. And y'all can speed that up or y'all can slow her down or you can even place it in the right part. But y'all are trash for putting out music.
Well,
that's
the engineers. That's the engineers' fault. And then that's the record label fault for putting something out so horrible. I mean, that's just it. Because, see, now they're doing seasonal artists. 3 months, 4 months, and you're out of there. You're going to be out of there. Next year, you're going to see Sexy Red on the news for stealing out of Walmart or Dillard's or something. Because all the money going to be gone. Her pride going to be hurt. Look at it. So, baby, I want to give it to you. Sexy little chick, sexy little hoe. You can wear what happened to him. He had that one song. And you ain't heard from him since. Tokyo Jets, where is she at? Bright skin Keisha, where is she at? Asian Doll, where is she at? You can keep going and going and going. And you say, where is that?
These are all influencers, though. See, you know what I'm saying? And the thing about the industry, where this their own fault that they got it like this. The artists don't have to rap and do music. They make more money posting their pictures and posting little clips and dancing at the ceiling than they go going to spend all their money to make music.
We think they do, and then you catch him stealing out of Walmart a pack of meat down their pants. He said, I thought you had 24 million like Black China. And then you see they fabricated them lies and make it blow them up like, ooh, I'm really doing all these numbers on OnlyFans. I'm like, man, ain't nobody on OnlyFans like that. Ain't nobody on OnlyFans like that, man. People go to Pornhub for free before they go to OnlyFans and pay $30 or $40 and look at you take off your clothes and play with your titties. They go to Pornhub for free. That's all cap. All of them girls, that's why they run around trying to get NFL and basketball players pregnant by them so they can have some real money. If that was the case, everybody be doing OnlyFans, wouldn't nobody go work a job.
See, I wasn't thinking about OnlyFans, though. I was thinking about social media in general. Because, you know, the views, it's not a lot of money. Go ahead.
No, I was just chiming in. I was on mute, but I ain't mean to stop you. But I'm telling you, that girl, Sexy Red, had been out for a while anyway. She been out for like 3-4 years. That was just her song finally done reached the surface. She been rapping. I've been following her. She been out about 3-4 years. She been out.
Yeah, you see that video she did? The white guy, they walking down the street with the gun, and she got the gun in her hand, pow, pow, pow. And I be like, I'm with your man, pow, pow, pow. I'm with your man, pow, pow, pow. It's so crazy. Y'all see it. Look on YouTube, Sexy Red. You see that video, y'all gonna laugh. Y'all gonna like, oh my goodness, no, 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 no. This ain't the Sexy Red that we know.
I've been laughing
everywhere
the whole time.
I mean, but she's been out for a minute, though. But she been out back when EXO came with that song. EXO was doing that song about, she was in the bed. She went to the bedroom where they were in the bed. Or something. What was the name of that song, Heavy Love, when she was rapping about the, she had the cowboy hat on. She went to the man's house. But anyway, Sex Rail was out way back then. She been out since goddamn what's the tall girl name? Real tall.
Megan
the Stallion. Yeah, she come out back in that time when Megan first dropped Sex Rail with that little song. They were dancing at the gas station, shaking their butts and everything. Y'all be checking everything, you feel me? So they been out. She just now, it's all just reached the surface. So she might be gone in the next semester.
She gonna be out of there seasonal, man. There's nobody. What happened is the labels don't have a creative department no more. They don't have no artist development. So ain't nobody developing these artists and giving no image and telling them we're going to bring some writers in to write your lyrics and do all that. See, back in the 60s and 70s, them writers didn't write the songs. Stylists didn't write the songs. Alexander O'Neal and Sherelle didn't write their songs. They had people write it. They just sung the songs. They know what artist was going to sound good on each song. Nowadays, these rappers are coming in trying to write their own goddamn lyrics, and it's sounding worth a damn. That's why Drake don't write his lyrics. Drake has people write his lyrics. They just have Drake perform it. Drake wouldn't have been on it. Drake wouldn't have been bright-skinned. He wouldn't have been hot. That's fact. If he wouldn't have been a bright-skinned rapper, he would have never been hot with nobody listening to him. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. Did you know any bright-skinned rapper you've seen before Drake?
It actually, his little Nickelodeon or Disney too, whatever he used to be on, those people were actually of age by the time he started rapping, and that too helped him a lot because
he
I didn't know who he was.
And the girls liked him because he was bright skin, and bright skin was in, and that's why Drake got into the mix. You hadn't seen
one
rapper until Drake came on the scene since, God dang it, the man we just talked about, Heavy D. You had not seen not one bright skin rapper. You can't name one bright skin rapper you can think of right now besides Heavy D and Drake.
It was good, OG, this kind of
Redhead Kingpin.
Man, he had one song
it was good.
And grabbing his ankle, and that was it.
Kid and play. Kid and play.
Hey, AOG, I'm gonna have to correct you a little bit on what happened with Drake. It's kind of so, Chris. What's up, y'all?
What's up, brother?
Hey,
okay, go ahead, Chris.
Yeah. So Drake used to be on a Nickelodeon show, and on Nickelodeon
MTV.
Show, he was
MTV.
Rapping.
Nah, it was Nickelodeon.
It originally started on Nickelodeon.
Then it got
syndicated over there. You know what I'm saying? So he had a fan base, and he already was kind of rapping on the show.
When he got too old
to play that role, he started doing music for real, and that's his fan base carried over.
Okay,
yeah.
Who was his fan base?
They don't get their shit, but
he had a little fan base already.
Yeah, okay,
Drake was on the Nickelodeon
show.
But he was on the Nickelodeon show.
It's a show called Degrassi. It was Drake.
Drake would have been started in a wheelchair on the show and came out rapping when they had the same fan base response. Let's be honest. They thought the baby was going to be the next Nelly. That's why they put the baby out there. When the baby went gangster, they blackballed him. They said, we want you to be Nelly. We want you to be the sex symbol to the women. You want to be goddamn Tupac. You want to be the gangster. So they blackballed the baby and stopped pushing him. That's what happened with the baby. But Drake was like, we got to get a bright-skinned guy into this lane and sit up there and get him in this lane to make the lemon women fall in. We got to have somebody the women fall in love with, so we ain't had one since Nelly. That was the bright-skinned hype.
But then you got to realize who was behind Drake.
They too sad. They ain't really got no hype no more. Like, then they're like, you know what I'm saying?
Drake, they just Bryce Prince.
Yeah, but Jay Prince didn't push Drake as no gangster rapper. What was he? He was a commercialized rapper.
Jay Prince
had love
let him
out.
Be where he wanted to be. But it was just the fact that he was under the umbrella that got
now
him out there
like
that.
Now he's trying to be gangster rap.
Yeah, because he want to go back to his roots. He want to go back to where he wanted to be.
He's trying to be an islander now.
First of all,
he
act like he Caribbean now.
November 18th, he been trying to be like this. Ever since he came to Houston, everybody want to feel like they from Houston too. Talking about November 18th. Nigga,
this is the 27th. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got two of them on the show, people. Want to thank everybody for being on the show tonight. I'm just doing this before the show cut off on it, because y'all know it is. Don't do it. But definitely want to appreciate all y'all for, you know, having good input, having good stories and stuff. We going to be back in the house for the weekend, Labor Day weekend. Tomorrow night we got Underground Production. Saturday night is Underground Production. Sunday night is Gospel Inspiration. And we'll be back Monday night for the Labor Day fiasco. Right here, you know, as it goes on through the rest of the week too. So y'all keep it locked. Stay tuned. We got more to come from True West Radio. We got a lot of guests coming to the show. A lot of people that's going to enlighten you on a lot of things. So it's not just about drinks. It's about business and enlightening people. So we're going to make sure you get that information from here on out. You know what I'm saying? So one thing is about it, man. We got a minute here. You got to do what you do. And we'll see you tomorrow night.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this was a good one. This was fun tonight.
Yeah, I like this. You know what I'm saying? Great conversation, great stories. So, you know, we're going to try to keep it up, keep it going, stay informing, keep us in the know, you know, let these artists know what they got to do to become great artists, you know. So some of y'all might listen to it and say it's jibber jabber, but you know it takes jibber jabber to make it jibber this capital.
Hey, don't forget about K Solo, the rapper. He was a light skinned rapper. K Solo.
Yeah. MC Search.
They had these videos in black and white. We couldn't tell.
Where You are.
We talking about with the good hair.
Yeah, the real one. You know what I'm saying? Hey, get it by the bed. That is crazy. Wow.
We talk about Becky with the good hair, booty.
That's it, baby. She was waiting up out this face.